Well, this morning we're going to talk Easter egg hunt. It's getting on that time of the year, and the folks at Atlantic Specialty Care are getting ready to celebrate with the community again. Kelly Jimerson, the administrator, is with us on the phone this morning. Kelly, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's a tradition up there at Atlantic Specialty Care.
Oh, it absolutely is. Our residents truly love stuffing all those eggs for those kids.
You know, that's kind of the fun part of this, because you bring in people of all ages.
We do. It's something where the residents feel like they get to be a part of the community and do something good for the community.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the Easter egg hunt. It's coming up on Saturday, April 15th. It'll be right there at the facility.
Absolutely. It starts at 10:30 in the morning Saturday, and we actually recommend that you get here early. As you can remember, in the past Easter egg hunts, a lot of times I've had people show up as early as 9 o'clock and people show up by 10, but I definitely would plan to show up early. You can show up and you can either park on the side streets or park up at the high school. We will have a shuttle bus that will bring people back and forth down here. SWIT is donating that for us, so we've got that available for us. And otherwise, just walk on down. You got to watch. There's a little bit of sidewalk construction down here, so you got to watch out for that. But we'll have people guiding you, and, you know, we hope to see a good turnout.
Well, and we hope to see some good weather, too. Has that affected you in the past?
It has. Actually, last year we decided that Easter was going to be so early that we probably would still have snow on the ground, of which I think we did. So we canceled last year before we even started, because, you know, this is something we start planning back in January, you know, because January 1st I start recruiting donations for this, and we couldn't do this event without the donations of so many people in the community that have provided various funds for prizes and so forth.
Well, it's a big day with a big crowd there, and it's nice that the folks over at Southwest Iowa Transit are making that congestion a little bit easier for you. You know, the location there, it does give you a lot of room to spread out. There's just not a lot of parking there.
No, there's not. There absolutely is not. And, you know, people say the walking down is the thing that takes the most time, you know. So plan to come down early, and, you know, we've got things for you to do while you're waiting for it to begin, because Hy-Vee is providing us with hot dogs and chips, and Coca-Cola, as usual, is providing us with soda and different beverages like that, Powerade and so forth. So I think the Easter Bunny is going to show up. The Atlantic Fire Department has assured me that the Easter Bunny will show up a little bit early, and he'll be able to visit and take pictures with some of the kids and so forth. So it should give you plenty of things to do while you wait for the event to start.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of side things going on in addition to the actual Easter egg hunt for people to enjoy and to kill some of that time while you're waiting, because, as you mentioned, folks get there in some cases pretty early. So.
Well, yeah, they kind of have to. I mean, we break things into like four age groups, and we usually have... Well, we started with 15,000 eggs, and some have come and some have gone, but every year I buy another, you know, 5,000 to 7,000 and add to it. So we usually have 15,000 plus eggs, and, you know, we bring plenty of helping hands to help those youngsters as we divide them into groups.
Yeah. You know, there have been a lot of groups and organizations over the years. The Atlantic JCs for a long time did an Easter egg hunt here in the community. Things kind of fell by the wayside. Why Atlantic Specialty Care? How did you guys get involved in that?
Well, actually, the JCs contacted us, and, you know, they were talking about getting out of it, and they asked us if we'd know of anybody that would be interested. We had been doing just a small little one up here for our residents and the families. And we said, you know, yeah, we'd be willing to take a look at it and try, which it definitely creates a lot of challenges with the parking and the driving and the kids, because it's not unusual to have, you know, 500-600 people up here at a given time. You know, and with us being on a dead-end street, so to speak, you know, it makes it a challenge, but it also is so much fun. I mean, when you see those kids running around and walking away with baskets full of candy and, you know, all sorts of treats, I think we had almost $2,500 worth of donations this year. We actually do everything, you know, it's our tradition to do 8 bicycles and helmets for the kids. And so we do 2 bicycles, a boy and a girl at each age group. And, you know, it's just kind of a tradition that we try to shop local and make everything happen. So the bikes have been purchased by the bicycle store downtown, and they've already been lined up and purchased. I think I spent almost $1,300 on bikes, so they're good bikes, you know. And then we turned around, and I know we spent over $600 or $700 just on the candy to fill those eggs. And then you start purchasing prizes and things like that. And, you know, it's fun for the kids. Not everybody gets prizes, but everybody gets eggs and candy and stuff. So I think overall they have a pretty good time.
Are you surprised at how this has grown over the years?
Pleasantly surprised, yes. I think that it's something that, you know, it's like I say, you know, my residents, they will spend probably almost 2 months stuffing these eggs. We try to do one or two sessions a week, you know, and so they spend that time. As we get closer, it'll be 5 days a week. But and then after the egg hunt is over, of course, they're very meticulous about making sure that the eggs are all washed so that all the mud is taken off the eggs and that they're all matched up by colors. And we try to, you know, recycle as many of the eggs. So we keep baskets around that we ask everybody to bring the baskets back or the eggs and dump the eggs and keep the candy. But, you know, I think we have, oh, probably 10 or 12 Christmas tree buckets full of eggs that we distribute out there. So you should see it. It's pretty colorful on that morning.
Well, it's impressive that your residents spend so much time and effort working on this. Are you surprised that they've taken to it as well as they have over the years?
You know, I'm really not. You know, you get those residents that they really want to keep doing stuff that they would have done out on their own. And really in the nursing home setting, there's a lot of times that, you know, they love to see kids. They love to interact with children. They love to spend time doing things for people. This is something that doesn't cost the residents themselves anything but their heart, and they like to put that forward to them. And without the residents, too, we'd be able to do it. And I'm not certain a whole lot of other groups to that extent would want to take it on either. It's a pretty big deal. But we try to make it, you know, it's the one big event that we do at our building every year. I think, you know, some people will have a barbecue or some people will do this and that. We're just kind of known for our Easter egg hunt and our giving back to the community.
Well, again, there are a lot of folks who've tried over the years. The JCs did a great job for a long time with it, but it gets tougher and tougher to be able to do these kinds of things. So that's a great credit to the residents and all those folks that step up to help out to make sure an event like this goes on. The kids really look forward to it.
They really do. They really do. And it's fun to watch them running around that day. We have kids as young as, you know, 6 months old all the way up to, we put a cutoff limit of about 10, you know, for our age cutoffs, because we've kind of found that, you know, once you get to be a little older than 10, it's no longer about the eggs and the candy. It's about just finding that prize, you know. So we just kind of try to keep it more down to the lower age groups, and it seems to work fairly well.
Yeah, and you touched on this a little bit earlier, but great support, both in volunteer time and monetary donations by groups, individuals, businesses, and the community.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've got small groups that show up, you know, whether it be, you know, the Does donating a check, or whether it be one of my families and my residents dropping off a bag of candy and just saying, hey, I'd like to help out, whether it be Bonnison's or Capel's that have donated. I mean, I would say, you know, the Rotary donated, they probably were the biggest financial contributor. They donated about $1,000 to start the ball rolling. But, I mean, I still have $100 checks rolling in right now just so that I can provide, you know, some Easter baskets and Easter treats. We started out, when I started this, it was mostly the eggs, the candy, and the bicycles. And we'd have lots and lots of stuffed animals that there was one fine lady here in town that had purchased them all through her life. And so she donated all of those to the building that were brand new, basically. And now, you know, of course, it takes a little more money now because now we're out of those stuffed animals and now we're having to go purchase them. But it's just been supported. I mean, I bet it's been supported. I could sit here and ramble on, but I bet it's been supported by 50 or 60 different organizations in some form or another, whether it be a $5 donation or whether it be an offer to help or whatever. So it truly is a community event.
Excellent. And there's still time to donate.
There absolutely is. I mean, up until the day of the event, whether your group wants to purchase a couple of Easter baskets and drop them off and we'll put them out there for prizes for the kids, or, you know, whether you want to drop off a bag of candy or some funds or whatever. I'm still purchasing stuff, you know, as we go. Every week I go fill my car up with more and bring it down, you know. But it's just kind of one of those things that we just kind of like to keep involved. But no, what we definitely want to do is say thank you to everybody that's helped us with this, because without so much community support on this, we wouldn't be able to do it.
You bet. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed for good weather on Saturday, April 15th, as the folks at Atlantic Specialty Care celebrate Easter again this year with the big Easter egg hunt. Kelly, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. Hope you have a great event.
Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing everybody there.